An Osho Talk. Undan Tao. Talks on fragments from Tao Te Ching by Lao Tzu. Number 1.
On pursuit of knowledge, Lao Tzu says, without stepping outside one's doors, one can know what is happening in the world. Without looking out of one's windows, one can see the Tao of heaven. The further one pursues knowledge, the less one knows. Therefore the sage knows without running about, understands without seeing, accomplishes without doing.
Religion is not knowledge. It is knowing. Knowledge is of the mind. Knowing is of the being. And the difference and the distance is tremendously vast. The difference is not only quantitative, it is qualitative. Knowledge and knowing, they are as different as heaven and hell, earth and the sky. So the first thing to understand is the difference between knowledge and knowing. Knowledge is never of the present. It is always of the past. The moment you say you know, it is already a dead thing. It has already left its marks on the memory. It is like dust clinging to you. You have already moved away from that. Knowing is always immediate. Knowing is here and now. You cannot say anything about it. You can only be. The moment you say, even knowing becomes knowledge. That's why all those who have known, they say, it cannot be said. The moment you say, the very nature of it changes. It has become knowledge. It is no more the beautiful alive phenomena of knowing. Knowing has no past. It has no future. It has only the present. And remember, present is not part of time. People ordinarily think that time is divided between past, future and present. They are absolutely wrong. Time is divided between past and future. Present is not a part of time at all. You cannot catch hold of it in time. Pursue it and you will miss. Try to grasp it, and it will always be out of your reach, because it is part of eternity, not part of time. Present is eternity crossing time. It is a meeting point where eternity and the temporal meet. In the present is knowing. in the past is knowledge. And knowledge creates future. Past creates future. Future is a byproduct of the past. Whenever you know, you start planning. The more you know, the more you plan. Planning means the future. Knowing means the past. Then you don't allow the future freedom. You try to fix it into the pigeon holes of the past. You would like it to be just a repetition of the past, howsoever modified, decorated, but just a repetition of the past. A man of knowledge is a man of planning. And life is an unplanned flow. Life is freedom. You cannot pigeonhole it. You cannot categorize it. That's why a man of knowledge misses life. He knows much and he knows nothing. He knows too much and he is just empty and hollow. You cannot find more shallow a person than a man of knowledge. He is just surface and surface. He has no depth, because depth comes through eternity. Time is horizontal. It moves in a line on the horizon. Eternity is vertical. It moves into depth and height. That is the meaning of Jesus' cross. Time crossing eternity, or eternity crossing time. Jesus' hands are time. They move into past and future, crucified in time, resurrected into eternity. His being is vertical. Everybody's being is vertical. Only the body, the hands, the material part of you is horizontal. Knowledge creates future. Future creates worry. The more you know, the more worried, the more uneasy, never at ease at home. A deep trembling inside. It is a pathology. A man of knowing is totally different. He lives here. This moment is all. As if tomorrow exists not. And really it exists not. It has never existed. It is part of the game of the mind. It is a dream of the man of knowledge. This moment is all and the total. Knowing moves into this moment vertically. Goes deeper and deeper and deeper. A man of knowing has depth. Even if his surface is nothing but part of depth, he has no superficial surface. His surface is also part of depth. And a man of knowledge, he has no depth. His depth is also part of his surface.